Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leprew. You're listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. If you would like to give, you can do so at www.thekingdomradio.com/give now. Thank you, and God bless you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. Good evening. I'm going to try to get this out of here, guys. I don't know what's going on here, but all right, guys. Y'all can hear me okay. Don't know what quite's going on, but all right, guys. I'm gonna take that off, guys. I'm sorry about that. All right, guys. I want to come to you guys with something tonight about hell. And I hope you guys can hear me on TikTok tonight as well. I want to come to you guys about hell. We're going to be talking about, is hell real tonight? You know, most people don't preach about hell. Most people don't explain what hell was. Number one, hell was created for the angels and his devils. Okay? Hell was created for the angels and his devil. And the demons. The one third of the angels that fell were Lucifer. That's what hell is. It was created for them. It wasn't created for us. They disobeyed God. They walked out of God. They tried to come against God, so it was created for them. I just want to start with that foundation. Okay? And you can go back and hear this podcast as well on our podcast too, guys. So is hell real? I want to know if hell is real. I'm going to show you a few scriptures, what it says in scriptures about hell, and I want you to follow along. It says in 2013, "And the sea gave up the dead, which was therein, death, and hell delivered up the dead, which was there them. And they were judged according to man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." Notice it said death and hell. So God didn't create death, okay? Death was created by Satan. Remember, he said if you touch the forbidden fruit, watch this, you touch the forbidden fruit, you shall surely die. What he mean is death will come when you disobey. See, it was by belief. This thing is by your belief. I'm going to show you why I know this. It's by who you believe. See, most people say they believe in God, but they really don't. They say with their mouth what they believe in God, with their heart. Jesus made a statement. He said, "Your mouth serves me, but your heart is far from me." Confession is made unto salvation, but confession is, he said, you must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. See, belief starts in the heart, not the mouth. You can talk a good talk and talk a good Christian talk and talk that you love God, but when the test is on, you really don't. What am I mean by this? Listen, Jesus had to be tested of the devil and tried of the devil 40 nights and 40 days. And when he was tested and tried, that means that when you're tested, you really believe in something that you're listening to. See, a lot of people still don't believe. Why do I say that? Because when they get under a test, they fail it. Don't let me go here tonight, Holy Ghost. Death and hell is together. It says in Scripture, in Revelation, it said, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever shall not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Do you understand tonight, if you are not found in the book of life, you're casted into the lake of fire. What is this book of life? This book of life is wrote down when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and live for him and really truly believe that he is. A lot of you don't. A lot of you confess and profess that you believe, but you really don't. See, you got to believe in your heart, but your actions will show what you believe. When they get tested, that is. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to shout tonight. Listen, Revelations 20, 14 through 15. Let's read it. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and who was not found written. Now, let's go on here. We can go to Matthew 5:22. I say unto you, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause is danger of judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, and shall be a danger of counsel. But whosoever shall say, thy fool, is danger of hell fire. Let's go on, guys. Let's go on. This is getting good. And I'm telling you the reasons why you're going to go to hell. Hell is a real place, and you can go there. And these are the reasons. These are the reasons why you're going to go. And thy right hand offend thee, pluck it out. And we're in Matthew 29 to 30. And it says, if the right hand offend thee, pluck it out, cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that the members shall perish, not the whole body shall be cast into hell. And if thy right eye offend thee, cut it off, cast it from thee. It is partible for thee to one, the members shall perish, not for the whole body shall be cast into hell. Watch this. Matthew 10, chapter 10, verse 28 says, fear not them that can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy the soul and body in hell. So your soul and body can go to hell. Come on, somebody. Matthew chapter 13, 42. And shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So they'll be wailing. Wailing. That means groaning. That means hollering for help, and they can't get none. Come on, somebody. There is a real hell out here, guys, and hell is real. And these are some of the things that you can do to go there. You can go there. It was not created for you, but you can go. Watch this. Matthew 18, 8 through 9. Wherefore I say thee, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. We've already read that, guys. I'm sorry, 23:33. You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Come on. Who was he calling vipers? Who was Jesus calling vipers, guys? This is what he was in verse 34. In verse 5, 34 says, wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them shall you kill and crucify, and some of them shall you scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. That upon you will come all the righteousness blood upon the earth, from the blood of righteousness Abel unto the blood of Zacchaeus and Barnabas. Verily I say unto you, watch what he says right here, guys. Watch what he says. All these things shall come upon this generation. Let's go to Luke 16:23-24. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments of sin. Watch this, guys. Abraham afar off, Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. Now, I'm going to read that one more time real slowly, guys. This is in Luke 16, 23 to 24. And in hell I've lifted up my eyes, being in torment. I want you to get this. Being in torment, seeing Abraham afar off, Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in lifetime receiveth the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now it is confronted, and thou art tormented. James 3:6. Guys, these are some of the things that's going to send us to hell. We can go to hell, I'm telling you. In James 3:6 says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. It defileth the whole body and setteth on fire of the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. Your tongue can send you there too, guys. Come on, I'm giving you some stuff here. 2 Peter 2:4. For if God spared not his angels that sinned, watch this, but cast them down to hell and deliver them unto the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Now, why would God cast the own angels down that sin and he ain't gonna send you there? Jesus come down to rescue us, but if we don't accept Jesus and live for Jesus, then guess what, my friend? You're going there. You are going there. There is a hell for you. In Revelation, let's go to Revelation 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, I'm going to read that real slow again. In Revelation 20, verse 10, and the devil that deceived, guys, it didn't say the devil that lied to you. It said the devil that deceived you. Come on, guys. We got to pay attention to what we're reading here. He's not going to lie to you. He's going to deceive you. Stop being deceived. Believe in a lie. Oh, I can live any kind of way I want to live. I don't have to watch my tongue with people. I don't have to worry about hurting people. I don't have to worry about loving people. I don't have to worry about these things. Yes, you do. Just because you have Jesus, it's not a good get out of hell card. You still must live for Jesus, and you still must obey Jesus' commands. Come on, guys. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to pull you there. He's trying to pull you there. And how are you going to get there? Because the way you're acting, your actions, Jesus can lead you to all truth, and he can help you. If you will just accept his son in your heart and live for him, you don't have to go to hell. It was not created for you. But if you're going to act like the devil and follow the devil for the rest of your life, you're going to hell. You are going there. You must and you are going there. Because, listen, he deceived them. And the angels, I just read to you a while ago, if the angels disobeyed God and God casted them out of heaven, what better are you? They all disobeyed God. They all disobeyed God, folks. Let's go on. Let's go on, guys. All right, guys. Let's go on here. Let's go on. Let's look at this, guys. I want to see this eternal death. And that's where we're going with this right quick, okay? Eternal death, the miserable fate of the wicked in hell. And let's go to Matthew 25:46. And they everlasting punishment in Matthew 25:46. And they shall go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. Let's go to Mark 3:29. He shall blaspheme, but he that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost. These are some of the reasons you're going to go to hell. Blaspheming against the Holy Ghost, neither forgiveness, but danger of eternal damnation. You're in danger. And let's go back to Mark 3:29. How can we blaspheme the Holy Ghost? When we make fun of people, talking in tongues, when we make fun of people or reject people that is the Holy Spirit has revealed something to, and you make fun of them, not knowing by your ignorance, you're in danger. You're not coming against me, you're coming against the Holy Ghost. And what happened with Ananias and Sapphira? They lied to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost killed them. Come on. You can't lie to God. Hebrews 6:2, and the doctrine of baptisms and laying on hands and resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Eternal judgment. Eternal judgment. Okay, guys, here we go. Thessalonians 1:9. Thessalonians 1:9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. From the presence of the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? From the presence of the Lord. I'm going to read that one more time. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destructions from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. In Matthew 18:8. Let's read this, guys. I'm showing you some scripture to base what I'm trying to talk about tonight. Hell is a real place. Hell is a real place, and you do not want to go there. You do not want to go there. Hell is a real place. Matthew 18:8 says, wherefore, if thy hand and thy foot offend thee, cut it off, cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life, have thy minded, rather than having 2 feet, and cast into everlasting fire. Judges 1:7. Even in Sodom and Gomorrah, in the cities about them, is like a manner giving themselves over to fornication, or going after the strange flesh, or set forth, for example, suffering advantage eternal fire. And you know what he's saying when he said, cut these things off if it offend thee. He's telling you some things you're going to have to cut off. Guys, you got to live for Jesus to make it to heaven. Or if not, you're going to go to hell. You got to live for Jesus and get him to help you turn from this evil way that you're living. Evil way. Evil way. Let's look at this, guys. Revelation 1:18. Let's look at Revelation 1:18. I'm he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. You understand, there's hell and death. God did not create death. Satan created death. Remember, God told Eve if she touched the forbidden fruit, she will surely die. Death became sin. Sin became death. For the wages of sin is what? Death. Every time we sin, we get closer to death. And what is death? I'll tell you what death is. When we sneeze, that's a part of death. When we have watery eyes, that's a part of death. When we're sick and flu, that's a part of death. God did not create none of that. Matter of fact, before Satan come along in the garden, we didn't have no sickness one. Sickness, Jesus healed all manner of sickness. Why did he heal all manner of sickness? Because that wasn't of God. That came by the sin of people. Death reigns. Death is working on you when you are sick. Death is working on you when you got high blood pressure. You know that? Death is working on you when you are under these things. And that's why God said, listen, God said, I didn't create the death, but he said, for the wages of sin is death. So that's why death and hell is two different parts there. You got hell, but you also got death. Death is introduces you to hell. See, we're not going to face that second death. We're not, as Christians, as born again believers, we're not going to see that second death. You're just going to be gone out of this body, and you ain't even going to know you're gone out of it. You will never know you're dead. Believe me, God's took me out of my body, I know. You'll never know that you're dead. You'll never know. It's just like you're in your body. You'll never know that you're dead. But see, when you go to hell, you're going to know you're dead. Why? Because you're going to know that you're dead because you're going to feel the sting of death. See, Jesus never did feel the sting of death. God rose him back from the dead. Watch this. For I'm alive evermore. He says in verse 118, says, I'm he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive evermore. Amen. I have the keys of hell and of death. He has the keys to them. And if he has the keys and you're connected to Jesus, then guess what? You got the keys too. God told me one time my wife was suffering with heart issues. God says, she can't die, son. All right, then, I received that. She can't die. See, death, and after that, she started getting better. Huh? I mean, her blood pressure started getting better and better and better. Because death does not reign in a child of God. A lot of you don't believe that. Oh, he's sick, and I know Jesus healed. No, you don't believe that. You got to believe that. See, this thing is a belief system. How do you know you believe in something if you've never been tested? See, you don't even know if you really believe in something until you test it. You got to be tested and tried. It's about a belief system. It's not about your sin system. It's about a belief system. Jesus worked on their beliefs all the time. Ye of little faith, ye of little faith. It's all about your faith that Satan is fighting. He does not want you to believe that the Son of God is. Why? Because if you believe, you will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Y'all guys don't believe. You walk around telling all the time, well, I got headaches. And God ain't going to bless me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to live in fear. You don't believe. You know why you're living in fear? Because you don't believe that the Son of God's got your back. What made Abraham right with God? His faith. He believed. God told him something, he stand on. Yep, I heard it. Doesn't settle, doesn't see it. He didn't care what happened. 40 years come along, he said, God told me I was going to have a son. And his wife laughed at him. Yeah, right, in my old age. Hey, I don't doubt God. God said it. It's going to happen. 40 years later, it happened. See, we like a McDonald world. We want to believe if God don't do it right now, he ain't going to do it. I don't think so. It's written these things, watch this, verse 19, and written these things which I have seen, the things which are hereafter, the mystery of the seven stars and the seven golden candlesticks. What he was saying is, he is the life. I'm alive forevermore. I got keys of hell and death. He's got the keys, guys. He's got the keys. Well, guys, that's all I have tonight. We might be on this session again Friday night on the prophets. I don't know. But tune in. We may be on this session again. What is hell? Is hell real? Is hell real? Is hell real? Hell is real. Yes, it is. Hell is real. Matter of fact, the lake of fire is a phrase used in Revelation to describe the final destination of the enemies of God, introducing the devil. In Revelation what? 20:10? He's cast in. I read that earlier. And the beast and the false prophet. Guys, hell is real. And there's stipulations that you can go there if you don't straighten your hind end up. Just saying, if you really believe God is, then you will straight up. See, people don't believe in God or they wouldn't be living the way they're living. They wouldn't be doing the things that they're doing. If they truly believe. It's the truth. People don't believe. They do not believe. That's all I got, guys. Love you guys. Y'all have a great evening. May God prosper you and keep you in health. And may God be upon you this evening. And I pray, God, that you have a revelation of God, that a road to Damascus experience that change your life, that your belief system will not be shaken anymore. God bless you. This is Apostle. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. And God bless y'all. You're listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast.
If you would like to give, you can do so at www.thekingdomradio.com/give now. Thank you, and God bless you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast.